You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, and for those who are my inner circle, I'm so grateful and so thankful, and pray that you are inspired to give forward and give back to that which is consistently giving to you, so that we are truly understanding the richness and the blessing that we each are to one another. The meeting of the inner circle has always been intended to provide us with more opportunity to rejoice in the blessedness of our being, to give us more support in realizing the real eye that sees through every eye, so that we are no longer complicit and complacent with the subjugation, domination, violation, capitalization of other beings, and are realizing how to respond to all of that which we are not pleased with, in taking responsibility for doing that which is ours to do, in recreating ourselves so that we can recreate our world. And to realize that because we are sharing a planet, and that we each have come through lineages of ones where there has been greatness already imbued and infused upon every atom and every cell of our being, that our responsibility to be able to respond is to invoke and to call the greatness of that which we each are, the gifts that we have, because, see, the Creator is there first, the intelligence of existence, that which has designed us divinely, and that which is causation, foundation for existence itself. We each dwell within the reality of its presence, as this point of its presence, and being fully present in it as it, on behalf of the whole of it, gives us leverage over all of the divisiveness and the agendas and the plotting and the planning and just the progression of error that has come and manifested as a result of one's taking responsibility to influence and to subjugate and violate and continue this world-conquering rampage that we heard about from the time that we were very young to now, to seeing that we are a global humanity that has the opportunity to exalt a full effort in our living wherever we are, to come to a place in space where we really care to be a part of that number of the saints as they go marching in, to be in a place in space where not only do we have the opportunity to see the fulfillment, but to work towards the fulfillment of the laws as a reality of our lives, to come to a place in space where we have an understanding and an understanding that we exist on a planet that is suspended in space, that is moving already in the realm of eternity. And that we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And the issue is that we've not been supported in realizing the sacredness of life, the sanctity of life, the blessedness in being. And so we have the opportunity to recalibrate and to reassess and realign and reattune to the absolute reality that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. And it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we've come from other realms into this realm for the purpose of our self-actualization and self-realization, to be harmonized within the will of existence as intelligences of existence, on behalf of the lineages through whom we've come, and to be aware of how divine it all is, is to begin to really get leverage over the distortion and the dysfunction and the degradation and the violation and all of the sickness, the illness and disease, but to also be able to circumvent some of the devastation that is scheduled as a result of the karmic debt that is already in motion for the usurpation, devastation, and the marginalization and the annihilation of our indigenous families, our Aboriginal families, our African families, as well as the billions of animals and creatures and species. We cannot be at war with life and win it. We can't be divided within ourselves against one another and survive it. We're being called to remember the purpose in being upon the planet is to literally master ourselves, our thoughts, our words, our minds, our passions, our lusts, to come to a point where we are hungry and thirsty for absolute light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that allows us to walk in the integrity of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is, to be integrous with who we are as the children of that absolute and supreme presence that we may refer to as God, but as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence in these bodies that are its temples, we should be functioning in the integrity of our own authenticity and authority under the laws of existence as these points of its own presence as the living gods and goddesses in these temples. But there are those ones who have figured out a way to literally rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of our wealth, our riches, our treasures, our ingenuity, our creativity, our talents, our sensibilities, our high ethic and morality, our being in a place where we are in a direct line of light with our guides, our angels, our guardians, our ancients, and to be able to function under the auspices of our souls. We are in a now moment where we have the time to open our hearts and lift up our voices and consciously care to be completely realigned and reattuned and reconciled and reoriented in the light of the divinity of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all there is as existence itself. Why would we not accept the gifts that we are and we have to be in a mindfulness, a thoughtfulness, a caringness, an obedience, a reverence, appreciation, appreciation, love, the devotion, reverencing and worshiping, harmonizing, exalting, enriching, enhancing, uplifting, delighting, rejoicing, celebrating, honoring and living in love with life itself. As light bearers and light beings. For the light is the only sovereignty possible over the dimness, the darkness, the stupidity, the sickness, the capitalism, the desperateness, the distortion, dysfunction, the degradation, the violation. We each have a key to the greatness of our souls and ourselves. And nobody can do your work for you. We can support each other. In knowing that that is the work that needs to be done. But so many ones are still in a place where we have accepted the values of a dominating culture to the degree to which we are not properly oriented in the purposes of existence itself. And our consciously caring to be purposed in being based on life itself, not capitalism, based on the integrity of the divinity of ourselves and the truths that are there for us to truly embrace, the laws to harmonize us with the will of existence so that we are able to truly exalt a full effort in our living, in our loving, in our giving, in our being for the glory and to the glory of the lineages that we represent. And as much as you may hear it, where your appetites are still for flesh and blood and fetus and dough and pus and mucus, which the salt and the oil and the pepper make it taste all good, we have to realize that as intelligences of existence, we literally are breatharians. We must breathe. It is the breath that is the animating force, the maintainer and the sustainer of us as beings. It is the water, as our bodies are 80% water, and the substance of that which we're consuming as food will lay foundation for the quality of blood upon which our spirits are charged. And where our blood is thick from the mucus coming from the eggs and the cheese and the breads and the doughs and whatnot, and then they put you on blood thinners to thin your blood, we're in a place and space where we have to know who we are, how we function. We don't have to know all of the details. The doctors know so much of the details and they still don't know the whole. You understand? So you can't get the whole from just adding up and the sum of the parts. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. But under systems of specialization where they take you apart and don't acknowledge the whole of you, have not studied how to facilitate the wholeness within you in order to truly facilitate the healing, to teach and to allow you to participate fully in your process of clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating. That's why I do what I do, so that we get support in knowing what to do and how to be to counteract all of this butchery and sorcery and pharmacology that is going on that is a detriment to everybody in mass. And so we have to get to that place and space where we care to acknowledge the divinity of our being. So it's not just about being vegan or vegetarian. It's about walking as intelligences of existence that are 80% water, animated by breath, having systems that are in place that can only be properly supported with that which is the proper fuel for us, which is our oxygenation, our hydration, our mineralization. That facilitates the alkalization that is foundational for cellular regeneration, wholeness, and healing. That allows us to have a clean bloodstream. That puts us in a place and space where we have access to our divine mind, because there's only one mind, only one absolute and supreme intelligence that has been so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. But no, those who are on a world conquering rampage has decided, just like some people say, well, everybody wears shoes, so we'll make shoes. Everybody drives cars, so we'll make cars. Everybody's car needs tires, so we'll have tires. You understand? So everybody's trying to generate market share based upon what people have to have. But then there are those who created an artificial need for that which has no purpose. that we call food, that we call beverage. And now our children are, and we as children, we're addicted to all of it. It's been out there for a long time. And I'm saying that under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where the pandemic of illness, sickness, and disease is being ignored, and then we have our attention focused over here on these few numbers, based upon there being millions and millions of people who've been affected by these other things, and our families are being affected by it. How many of you are suffering from your grief because of the passing of this one or that one? I'm just saying is that we are all faced with the reality of how we have been misled, sublimated, behaviorally modified through the chemicals, the flavor enhancers and nitrates and nitrites, all of these things, so that we are not able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against as a global populace. Nobody has been spared. It affects absolutely every hue of people. The alcoholism, the drug addictions. Drugs, you got our elders addicted to drugs, you got the babies addicted to drugs, you got all, you understand, I'm just saying is that to be a part of a death culture and not consciously care to exalt a full effort in your living is to really accept something less than that which is yours, that which is destiny. And so I am quite all right with being the one that you all think is so extreme and so intense, but my intensity does not allow me to be in a place where I can ignore the obvious or not speak to it. But it also does not prevent me from loving my life and loving my being and loving other beings and exalting care enough to assist other ones in getting into the light of the truth of themselves. See, it's one thing to ignore a problem. It's another thing to seek answer and solution and become the answer and solution. And this is what we all have the opportunity to do. For we live in such a dynamic time where there are so many dynamic beings upon the planet, of which you all are some of those ones. And no matter what generation you are, there's a contribution to be made. And you are taking the time to realign and recommit to consecrating your body as the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, so that you are able to participate in the resurrection of a fallen humanity, but also that you are able to represent your lineages at the establishment of this eternal order. Love is the fulfillment of the law, and the laws are always working. And man has not created these laws. These laws are beyond what men have created. What men do is create legislation, games of agreement, statutes. But there is absolute law that governs our lives, and the success in our living is going to be predicated on how well we are in harmony with the love of these laws as the way to have leverage over any of the other things that are there to be entrapments for us through the sensuality, the sexuality, the materiality, the gluttony, the distractions, the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation, all of that stuff. We are in a now moment where it is our time to decide how we will live and how we will leave. But leaving is destiny. Dying is a tragic date with fate. And all of it is coming as a result of what we're choosing daily, how we're thinking, how we're being, how we're feeding. But to really understand that a people who have taken over other people, other cultures and whatnot, never set a precedent for optimum cellular functioning of these people. So much of that food stuff that is starch, that grows underground, it has no seed, that turns into sugar in the body, the yams and the potatoes and the cassava and all of these other things. You understand, it's creating all this extra weight and waste because of how much excess mucus. And the mucus binds the chemicals, and the chemicals are being isolated in different places, becoming cysts and tumors. The body is trying to protect itself, so it is not allowing everything to be charged upon the blood. But our spirit is going to benefit from a clean bloodstream. Our mind and our brains are going to function better when we're well oxygenated through breathing, and when we are consuming all of this pus and flour and mucus, then it becomes an impediment to our breath, as is the tobacco and the smoking of anything. And so where we, as a culture of people, are complicit and complacent in the perpetuation of a death culture, then know that it will not end well until we begin to be well, until we begin to think well, because wellness and health facilitates optimum thought, and optimum thought facilitates real creativity, and real creativity facilitates true ingenuity and genius. To be in a place where we can get direct downloads of insight and activate our intuition to be in alignment with our divinity and tap into the divine mind to become co-creators in life, and to know that creating heavenly places, spaces, and places where our children and our women and our sons and whatnot have protection, because we have love enough to see that everyone is all right. That is duty, obligation, and responsibility as to who we are as human beings, regardless of what hue of people we may be. And to come to a point and place where we have decided, or we've come to depths of debauchery and wickedness, where we are violators, murderers, and rapists, thieves, stealing the innocence from children, then know that we're facing a time where those ones deserve their tragic date with fate, because there is no way that you can be in violation of all of these ones, particularly the children, and then survive it. And so the responsibility that we have as parents, the responsibility that we have particularly as women, to exalt a full effort in our own healing, so that we're not having our breasts cut off and our wombs removed, because we're willing to do the inner work of the cleansing, the purification. Because most dis-ease is as a result of consistent states of blockage and obstruction. In our respiration, our circulation, our lymphatic systems that began to literally incapacitate our glands, all of the systems of our body begin to dysfunction. And instead of the hospitals, which I refer to as trauma centers, instead of them being able to facilitate the true process of healing. They would rather cut those organs out. And I'm saying, if you have trust and faith in thinking that you can have your appendix and your spleen and your gallbladder and your tonsils and your ovaries and your uterus and all of these things taken out, and then you won't bleed to death, and that you could still function without your whole self, all your parts. And then you don't know where your parts are going, where those tissues are going, what are they doing with it? And you don't care. Just so that you're out of pain. But most people experience that once they start cutting you, you're still going to be in pain for a while, but then you're going to not function as well. But because you were never functioning really well, you can't necessarily even tell what the difference is. And so we're in a now moment where we have so much available to us right now, that it is absolutely phenomenal that against such a landscape of distortion and dysfunction and dis-ease, that we can exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our being, our enhancing, our enriching. We can align ourselves with the intelligence of existence that blazes a sun and has the rain pouring. You understand? We can really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified. We are able to embrace this now moment to walk as a resurrected people by doing daily things that are in our best interest, to clear ourselves, to consecrate these body temples through purification, so that the true spirit of the living God and goddesses that we each represent can be completely re-enthroned in our temples. We are in such a divine time. But do you care to participate? Do you care to know the glory? Do you care to reverse the issues? To be freed from sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, depression, degradation, violation, to get up out of it and beyond the valley of the shadow of death and the shadow of the valley of death, and to be in a place where you are fully immersed in the reality of eternity as the actuality and the absolute reality. It's a choice. But you're choosing death, and you're choosing marginalization, you're choosing oppression and suppression was a program. Because nobody, no being chooses death and to undermine themselves. That is the evidence of our having been tampered with, our behavior having been modified. But the spirit that we are in these bodies is greater than anything that man can create, but we cannot experience the fullness of what our gifts are as long as we continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of chemicalized, artificially flavored, artificially colored, and all of this dyes and hormones and such, laying foundation for an artificial people. You're in a now moment of eternity where you're being called to remember that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you have already been gifted with everything that you require in order to truly be successful in this life. But you have to reclaim it. Get your footing. Get grounded. Get founded. Get free. So that you can be all that you were born to be. As a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the all that is. On behalf of the lineages that you represent. And all that is right, rightly aligned, righteous, and whole. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening, You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who always try to be attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am appealing to you specifically and particularly to support, because you know what you have been consistently receiving. You know how your thoughts and your choices and your mind have been influenced and affected towards your greater good by virtue of what you've been consistently receiving from this program. And for those of you who are my inner circle, I cannot say thank you enough for the love and the support that you are consistently providing for me. And I am always committing to being more, to give more, to live more, to love more, to make sure that we are doing that which is truly in our own best interests, so that we are a glory unto that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that we are caring and mindful to realize that there is a real eye, an absolute eye that sees through every eye, and to come to a point and place that regardless of what it looks like and what it seems like, there is absolute and supreme intelligence that is foundational and causational for all orders of existence. And there is no success that anyone can have, any governments, any people, when they work against themselves, not realizing that there is only one self, ourselves, themselves, yourself, myself, itself, their self, which is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts, breathes us, blazes the sun, and has the world spinning. We dwell in a now moment of eternity, and in this now moment, we are being called to rise. In this now moment, we are in a place in space where we have to take some time, give thanks that the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. Therefore, everything can work towards our greater good. But we have to stop undermining ourselves and ourselves. We have to come to a point and place where we really care. They say, wash your hands, but they won't tell you to stop eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of the stuff that makes you vulnerable to all kinds of pathogens and viruses and bacteria and things that are creeping and crawling all through your system already. How did this thing start? We have to realize that we're designed divinely and divinely designed, and because we have not been fed or encouraged to know how to properly promote optimum cellular functioning, then we are in a place in space where we have to reach for the light. We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us to live in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. And we have to question the intelligence of those who feel as though they have the right to decide who lives and who dies. They have the right to create pandemic. But see, the issue is that when you've got millions of people and billions of people who have been undermined through miseducation and government and systemization, the systemic oppression, then the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease has already been in full effect. And now we're just talking about something that's not really pandemic. The heart disease is pandemic. The obesity is pandemic. Now the autism is becoming pandemic. You understand, in terms of what affects people all over the world, we're in a place in space where the vacancy and the vacuum that exists in terms of not having enough love and enough care to reach and ask and knock and seek and stand on behalf of life itself is what really is at issue here. Being in a place in space where we have been all right, being complacent and complicit and co-conspirating with our own demise directly. not caring, feeling as though we have the right to be wrong. We have the right to be out of alignment. Or we're just spirits having a human experience, and whatever the experience is, it's okay. No judgment. And I'm saying we're in a place and space where we who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are not here by happenstance. We're not here to just do any goddamn going thing we want to do, regardless of how it affects ourselves and our children. To come to a point in place where we understand that maturity should put us in a place where we care to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment, that we are rising forward, that we have a care to really glorify and honor the lineages that we represent, those who will spirits and bodies were lost in the middle passage, those who've come here, those who've been marginalized and disenfranchised, those who were beaten and raped and hung and sodomized and castrated and set afire and tarred and feathered. We have responsibility, duty, and obligation to raise completely up on behalf of those who could not, who did not, on behalf of those whose names we can call, and on behalf of those names that we will never know. Our time is now. And so be still, America. Walk softly, America. Care more. America. And you'll say, oh, well, I'm not American. But you eat like Americans, some hot dogs and hamburgers and salami and all of that stuff, and apple pie and baseball and basketball and football. If that ain't American, what is it, Rome? When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Rome fell. They all fell. So we cannot really follow and continue to follow those who have not consciously cared to really be consistent in their application to that which is the laws that govern us. You say, oh, well, there's nothing new under the sun. Civilizations rise and civilizations fall, where we are in a free fall. The issue is, when you are in the realm of eternity, you can fall eternally. The issue is, if you can get out of your body alive, how long will you be dead, dwelling in the realm of eternity? We're in a now moment where we have access to absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And in these now moments where we are being instructed and guided to stay home, be still, shut it down, give thanks. Because otherwise you never do it. You have to be forced and coerced under the threat of being locked up and locked down. But the issue is that the majority of people are already on a lockdown. It's a DNA lockdown. It's a lockdown that puts us in a place and space where we, under our own auspices, could never give rise to the true genius and the true intelligence and the true wisdom and the true light that we should really be in this now moment of eternity, to the glory of the lineages that we represent, and as vehicles and vessels of that intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. People want to exalt the books more than they want to exalt a full effort in their living. They want to stay in the book as opposed to really caring to be well oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized and cleansed, so that we are able to be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be able to function under the auspices of our souls. See, where we are now if we had realized the path of how to come into true harmony and unification through cellular liberation, had we come to that point and place where we had given up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the marijuana, and all of that, so that we are ever more hydrated and oxygenated and aligned, so that where we focus, we could focus in mass on personalities, shift the whole frequency of energy, because water is the medium of intelligence that holds our intention. But when your cells are full of mucus and pus and chemicals and behavior modifying substances and whatnot, then we don't have that quality of magnification to amplify and to magnetize that which we truly have desire for. You understand? So a few people giving directive to masses of people, and the masses of people are in a place and space where they feel as though the few people have the right to govern them, because they themselves are not self-governing. We're in a place and space where we have to care to do that which is truly in our best interest. And the discipline of discipleship is in our best interest. The discipline in consciously caring to be all that we were born to be, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, is that which gives us leverage over all of the systems of oppression and whatnot. We are in a now moment where those ones and ones who want us to be in a place and space where now we're afraid of a virus, but you weren't afraid to eat the flesh of a carcass full of pathogens. How is that? You aren't afraid to have sex with those that you don't know. Who feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. And I'm just saying is that the commingling of our body fluids and our salivas and all of that, it has always spread and brought other pathogens and viruses and bacteria into our cells and ourselves. This is why we have so much sexually transmitted infection, and why we have so much oppression that we can't get free of somebody else's energy, because we have commingled with them to the degree to which we can't get loose. The now moment in which we're in requires us to be caring to be cleansed, caring to be optimally functioning, caring to be all that we were born to be, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Our now moment is for us to focus more on who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute, to be in a mindset where it matters to us that we will exalt a full effort in our living, that it matters to us that we will be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, body, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, so that nothing can get leverage over us and bring us to our knees in sickness, illness, and disease. But the people are already in a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, and I've been saying and encouraging to realize that you can be freed from it when the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And then the methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And so we get opportunity to get strong. We get opportunity to be focused. We get opportunity to realize how to attune to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. There is no way in hell that there can be true prosperity and wealth in the subjugation, the domination, the violation, the anesthetization, intoxication, inebriation, stupefaction of anybody at any time for any reason. It doesn't benefit anybody. And to have us in a mindset where we are careless, I don't care, I don't know, I don't care. I don't know. See, that was the vibe under all of the sugar that we were given as children. You understand, sugar is the gateway drug. We have to come to a point and place, particularly as women, particularly as mothers, particularly as grandmothers, particularly as aunties and godmothers and whatnot, where we are not conspiring against ourselves and our lineages by feeding our children that which is going to create dysfunction. We've all experienced it. We see what it is. Laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, capitalism in its finest. We can't be capitalistic and then be in a place where we really understand the true tenets of democracy when you have a people who don't care to exalt a full effort in their living and their thinking, who don't care to be self-governing, who don't care to know the laws that govern themselves. This now moment is ours to embrace the truth of ourselves, to come to a point and place where it is our duty and obligation and responsibility to want to be counted in the salvation, in the liberation of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Our being under the influence of those who have no love, no care, no sensibility, no realization that the divinity of existence is all there is directly, and there is absolute law. So when you are guilty and offensive of perpetuating sickness, illness, and disease as multi-trillion dollar business, understand that there is going to be more and more sickness, illness, and disease. You don't even have to create it. It already exists. We're already in the pandemic of it. This is nothing new. You understand? To put you all in a place where now those who are warring against you become your heroes, because now they're going to give you trinkets. They're going to give you some money. What is the money when they're killing your children? What is the money when they've been miseducating you and putting you in a position where you have missed the truth of yourself, the light of yourself? Our right response in this now moment is to consciously care to raise completely up on behalf of our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and all of the great, the great, the great, great, great that came before them. So the divisiveness is in our not realizing that we're still connected to the lineages that we have come through. And the greatness of who we are, we're on a DNA lockdown so that you cannot really access the fullness of your power, the fullness of your potency. They got y'all out here on some stupid. So I'm just saying, we have to come to that place and space where we care to focus ourselves on that which beats our heart and breathes us. This doesn't have to work against us. This could be the best thing to ever have happened to us. Why? So you have the realization of knowing that there is power in this moment. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seems like, you're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to be able to respond correctly and directly as intelligences of existence, directly that transcends all of the race and religion and sex and nation and gender and preference and all of those things. Now, you've been divided under the religions for so long. You've been divided under the education. You've been divided under the socioeconomics. You've been divided under the hues of people you are. You've been divided under all of these things. And now you're divided as human eaters. So now you're divided as pescatarians and vegetarians and raw foodists and all of that. Now it's just divisiveness. Don't touch anybody. You got to stay so many feet away. No, you can't gather no more than 10 people here. No more than 2,250 people here. Oh, everything is Zoom now. Everything is on the phone now. Everything. You're in a now moment of eternity where that which beats your heart and breathes you is everywhere. You dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. It's in the air. The earth is moving, spinning in space. and the space that the earth is spinning in is eternity already. We need to be preparing ourselves to leave. Why? Because there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that there are those who can survive warring against self, against life. There has been so much blood spilt upon this place. The billions of creatures whose carcasses you've been feeding off of, the billions of creatures who've been locked up, who've been locked down, whose body parts are in the soaps and the dog food and the cat food and all of the food that is going to feed the cows and the chickens and the hogs and all of the things that they're killing so that you can eat them. I'm just saying, this whole system of sickness, illness, disease, and death for $1 trillion business is the evidence of the fall of humankind, to the detriment of all of humanity. And now humanity is being called to rise. And I am the voice on behalf of our liberation. I am the voice on behalf of our resurrection. I am the voice on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order. I am the voice on behalf of the best of us, all hues of us, from the blackest black to the lightest light. There is no way that we can win anything when we are a detriment to ourselves. And that's what the adulteration is, where we feel like we have to be inebriated. We got to be high. We got to be high on something. You can't be high on life. Why? Because you're cellularly oppressed. You're looking for the high. You know, there's supposed to be a high here. Where's the high? Got to get high. Give me the bud. Give me the this. Give me the that. Got to have some more. We're in a now moment where we're being called to just be still, shut up, and commit every atom and every cell of your being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Where we work on behalf of the corporate deities of death is just a prostitution game. It's not just the sex. It's working on behalf of the toxins that are permeating and penetrating every atom and every cell of our children and our teenagers and our wombs. We're in a now moment that is really ours to rise, to claim. Now they're going to have your blood filled with all of the disinfectants from the Lysol and the antibacterial this and all of this stuff, because now you're scared of touching this and you're scared of touching that, but you were screwing this one and screwing that one. And I'm just saying, we're in a now moment where it's our time to realize that you have to be completely whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul. It's all right. It's all right to want to walk in your divinity. It's all right to be all right. Well, do you want to be right? Or do you want to be loved? We're in a now moment where we have to realize, yeah, there's something wrong in the world. But these ones, they don't want to call anything wrong. Well, don't make them wrong. I can't make anybody wrong. The issue is, are you serving life or are you serving death? Are you working towards the greater good of humanity, or are you working towards the fall? Are you participating consciously in exalting a full effort, or do you need support? Are you drugged out? Are you anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied? Are you wondering why you're living and what you're living for, because you really don't know? Have they already given you a prognosis and a diagnosis saying you're terminal? So let us just bombard your body with more chemical. Have you been on medication for 10, 12, 14, 15, 20 years with your high blood pressure? And the blood pressure ain't got right yet. I mean, these medications are doing what to you? Destroying the integrity of every atom and every cell of your being. I'm just saying, we cannot go any further than this. This now moment is ours to claim. But we have to really address the real pandemic of carelessness, mindlessness, the inebriation, the intoxication, the stupefaction, the whoredom and the prostitution, the being in a place and space where we don't care to be rightly aligned with the divinity of our true selves. We want to call on somebody that may not have even lived, where we don't even realize that the presence that each of us is in this body upon the cross, that is our skeletal, that we have to die unto it, die unto the carnality of this world, die to the stupidity of this world, die to the anesthetization and the stupefaction and whatnot, to accept your divinity and consciously care to rise as a resurrected being, to be in a place where you are a light unto the world, that you've created the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violence. Beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors, and all of these chemicals that are modifying your behavior to the degree to which you are unable to respond correctly and directly to being warred against. Used to be, when a people realized that they were being warred against, they would create some strategy as to how to defend themselves, protect themselves, create a methodology of offense to get upper hand in the situation. But now we're seeing the evidence that you can't really have warriors who look like pregnant women. Got breasts and all. But they're men, not chests, not biceps, breasts, from eating so much of the chicken breasts and the wings that shot up with all of the super growth hormones and whatnot. I'm just saying that we have to really understand that the root of this issue is the lust and passion and desire to eat the flesh of dead animals. Dead bats, dead cats, dead rats. And then these people are literally skinning their corpses and sending the meat into Africa as corned beef. We are in a place and space where we need to prepare to leave. But in preparing to leave, we need to consciously raise completely up to walk as a resurrected people, to know the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God is our absolute reality, and know that nobody can outthink the intelligence of existence, and to be in a place and space where you are so insecure to where you criminalize ones and ones just because they're black. You criminalize, anesthetize, inebriate, effeminize, emasculate, undermine, usurp, bastardize. I'm just saying. It's not going to end well until we raise completely up. This is our time. This is our moment. We're being called forward. To come forward, to pull ourselves out of whatever funk and fear, degradation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and allow ourselves to be renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, born again in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, and to realize that that intelligence has us. But you cannot really win if you don't assume the position of the victor. There's already victory and success in this. And our now moment puts us in a place and space where it is our time to really care to raise completely up. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.